Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Wake Up Crew, episode 1488. And today is September 10th. Stewart's Creek's at Rockville Friday in football. We will be there with that game. MTSU hosts Western Kentucky Saturday, 4:30 airtime. 27 days until the start of fall break, which we're always looking forward to. And here's a very important announcement. Next week, County Schools Work Day will be Tuesday, September 17th. The city schools will also be out, but on Thursday, September the 20th. So don't forget that. It's Taco Tuesday, by the way, as well. It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday. And John, Brian, Dalton here. I want to show you something before we, you know, we had the, I told you today we'd also go over five things that you miss. And we've done, what, two of them now?
Yes.
We've done two of the five.
There is a little app or a little, it left me. Here it is. That you can get for your tree. And I'm going to show you and you'll have to describe it. But they're little dogs in a Santa stocking that you hang the ornament on your tree. Now, you can get just about anything. Chipper's in here. Chipper's, like, identical. Now, I looked for your dogs, Brian. I looked for one with humongous ears and big, long legs. And Ladybug was not in here, so I don't know if this is for you. Then I looked for Skeeter. Skeeter, I kind of came close, but he kind of looks like Chipper. So,
well, he's got some dachshund in him.
And if you take the ornament and you just paint his little foot white on one side,
he would probably
match up pretty well.
John says he thinks his leg's broken every time he sees a picture.
I do.
Of him.
I think he's got a bandage on.
Oh, you know? It does look like a cast.
Yeah. So, but he's a cute little
thing.
Now,
did you look for Huey in the dog ornaments?
They, you know, I'm trying to remember what Huey looks like.
He's a labradoodle.
Okay.
Or a lab.
I'm looking. I don't see anything right now, but they come up with different ones. I think when you go on to the site, you can pick it, you know, find it or ask for it. There's a little Yorkie in here. I don't see Huey, but
I'm sure he's on there somewhere.
I'm sure you can get it.
They're a popular
breed.
Then
they have cats. I'm going to get one for my sister, I think.
Ah.
You know, you were talking yesterday, too, about something that I have done. So you said the problem about taking photos on your phone is then having to have them printed and all that kind of thing. Well, there's a company that will, it's called Keepsake Frames. And if you take a photo and send it and upload it to them, they will actually put it in a frame for you. And you get to pick out the frame that you want and you buy the frame and the photo and they send it all together.
Yeah.
I did that with one of the photos we made at Christmas on the phone, a family picture, and pretty cool little frame too.
So that's the way I order pictures now. So even because I don't typically get pictures I take on my phone printed, but if I have photos taken, I'll download them on my phone, and then you download the Walgreens app and there's a photo section and you upload your pictures, pay for it in the app, and then you just walk in the store and pick them up when they're ready.
You know, I think that's a good idea in the way you're doing it. I think I'll just get my daughter to do it.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
So, take the stress off. I was looking. I'm just amazed about what you can find on Amazon. I mean, you can find anything. Well, I got a free Amazon card. Somebody gave me one, and I gave it to my son-in-law and said, I need a phone holder that goes in the cup holder. Because none of those, you know, ones that stick on the thing.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I do.
Does it go on your mirror, your rearview mirror? Is that the one?
No, I found a really good one. And
of course he did.
It's well, my car doesn't have a really good place for
that.
Yeah,
mine either.
And I had a challenge, and so, but I got one that it also powers it. So I ran the cord to the cigarette lighter, whatever they call that thing now. But it attaches to the top of the dashboard, and a lot of those don't stay attached, but I've had this one for almost a year.
Really?
And you just snap your phone right
what
up there
it,
on it.
What is it, tire suction or what?
No, I mean, it's a sticky, something sticky.
It's adhesive.
Oh, it's got adhesive, on it. Okay. Well, I should have got one.
But it's supposed to cleanly come off if you ever want to take it off.
Yeah. You'll never take it off, though.
Well, I mean.
But make sure you got it in the right spot that you want it.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. That's important. All right. You got your four things or three things that are left?
Yes.
You got those ready? All right. We'll do that when we come back. But first, we've got to take a look at that weather for the first time this morning. It's 617 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs topping out near 91 degrees. Winds east northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs approach 90. Then a slight chance for showers developing late Wednesday night with lows falling back to 66. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley, September 25th.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Mark your calendars for September 13th.
Sarah Calendar of Main Street, Murfreesboro.
Dive into downtown after 5 to 8 p.m. Explore local boutiques, discover unique gifts, update your fall wardrobe and home decor from downtown's locally owned businesses. Shop till you drop with exclusive finds and special deals. Enjoy live music and immerse yourself in the vibrant local art show around the historic courthouse.
Don't forget dinner at one of the charming downtown restaurants during downtown after 5 this Friday, September 13th.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants.
Toots.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 p.m. We've got $5.99 lunch specials every day. Sure to please.
Toots.
We're offering our $5.99 lunch specials, take out or dine in. So stop by, grab yours today.
Toots.
At Toots, we not only want you to feel comfortable, we want you to feel safe.
Toots.
Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our four Rutherford County locations.
Good food and fun!
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Week one of the NFL regular season came to a close with Monday Night Football in Santa Clara, where the 49ers took care of the Jets 32-19. San Francisco star running back Christian McCaffrey did not play in this one, inactive with ankle and Achilles issues. In stepped Jordan Mason, who had 28 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown in the win. Jake Moody also booted 6 field goals for San Francisco. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers, in his regular season return from Achilles injury that cost him most of all last season, was 13 of 21 passing, 167 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception in the loss. In baseball games of note, the Mets get by the Blue Jays 3-2. New York's won 10 of 11, and they now have sole possession of the final wildcard spot in the National League because the Braves lost to the Reds 1-0 and are now one game back of that last wild card spot. Yankees over the Royals 10-4, while the Orioles lose to the Red Sox 12-3. So New York a game and a half up on Baltimore for first in the AL East.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Guess what, y'all?
What?
It's 621.
Well, 621?
Yep, and you're listening to the Wake Up Crew. And
the
guess
Wake
what
Up
else?
Crew?
Guess what else it is?
What else is it?
It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
But not yet. We saved that for the 7 o'clock hour coming up. But we do have a CBS News update in less than 20 minutes.
Ooh.
And a check of local news is straight ahead. I mean, that's right after this. We're informative. We're informative here on the Wake Up Crew.
We are. We're here to inform.
What's the weather like? Okay. Going to get a little warmer this week, I think, though.
Yeah.
You know.
We had
not terrible.
We had fake fall last weekend.
But it's not going to be 100.
No.
No. So that's one thing to look forward to. You still.
Maybe that's over.
There's some hot days in September now. Don't let them fool you. Song of the day. We're looking at the songs from 1984. And this is number 4. Now I got to cut loose. Put it
loose. Keep talking to some of this. Another song in a movie.
Oh, man, that's a bad song right there.
Yeah, it is.
Kevin Bacon, Footloose, from the movie Footloose.
Old Kenny Loggins.
Guess what? We got a bunch of flowers giveaway. The employees at Truist Bank South Church Street branch are today's Good Neighbor of the Day.
Oh, how about that?
Boy, Jenny's going to be really busy trying to get everybody a flower.
Well, they'll share a petal.
Oh, it's just one flower
one
for the whole
fourth of the bank. Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right. They were helping prevent a case of fraud on a customer's account. That's good news. Employees at Truist Bank South Church Street branch will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, that's today's Good Neighbor of the Day. And if you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, someone, I mean, this is a perfect situation that someone's helped you, and maybe it's several folks. We can send it to the business or whatnot, or a special person. Teacher, it doesn't matter. Whatever you send in, we'll take that and make them the Good Neighbor of the Day here in the coming day. So help us out. 615-893-1450. Text the word neighbor to our number. You'll get a reply. Just fill out the information. Click submit. Also, if you go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, you can get it to us that way as well. Also, same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club this morning.
I gave you ample time this morning.
Well, have you ever wondered how hot a lightning bolt can get?
Not really.
No. I can't say that I have.
Well, then this isn't a fact for you. But a bolt of lightning can reach roughly 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
It can kill you.
That's hot.
That's for sure.
That's hot.
Can you imagine that?
50,000. That's a ridiculous number.
There was someone that was struck by lightning in Nashville just a couple of weeks ago.
Did he live?
He did. But there are 444 lightning strike deaths in the last 6 years.
Hmm.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles, we can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The landfill shared by Rutherford and Davidson counties needs more space. Middle Point Landfill in Rutherford County is expected to be at capacity before the year 2040. Middle Point Landfill takes waste from both Rutherford and Davidson counties, but the prospect of the landfill filling up within the next decade has caused worry among city leaders. The Davidson County Solid Waste Regional Board held a meeting on Monday night. Board member Jason Rapture said that current plans have a clear growth chart with an end point. Williamson County will have to go through an appeals process before it could remove the Confederate flag from its seal. In a Monday Board of Commissioners meeting, County Attorney Jeff Mosley said the Sons of Confederate Veterans had filed an appeal to a Davidson County Chancellor's ruling in August. The August ruling had found that the seal, which features the Confederate flag draped over a cannon, is not protected under the Heritage Protection Act. That act prohibits the removal, relocation, or renaming of a memorial that is or is located on public property. The start of the 2024-25 school year, nearly 100 students have returned to Rutherford County Schools after trying out the county's new charter school, Rutherford Collegiate Prep Academy. On Monday, parents didn't mince words when presenting their concerns during a public input meeting with Tennessee Public Charter School Commissioners. The charter school was initially voted down by the Rutherford County School Board, but was approved by the commission. One parent claimed that on the very first day, multiple children were lost by the school for hours as parents became increasingly frantic. One parent referred to the day as apocalyptic. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 rolling along here on a Tuesday. We've got a lot of food stuff to talk about next hour, so stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning.
Not yet, though.
What do you mean, not yet?
Well, it's not snack food, like later on.
No, not yet. Yeah. I thought maybe you weren't prepared, but... You're always prepared for the snack food report.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of prepared, I gave you plenty of time to figure out what things that you miss about Murfreesboro or whatever in your childhood. I mean, it's wide open, so I mean, there's not a wrong answer.
Until I say mine, and then you guys are like, really?
So what is something or who you miss? It could be a person. Something you've missed.
This is a place that it's a restaurant. This is my first restaurant entry. I've got one more.
But I know what it is.
You might not. I'm curious to know what you guess in a second. Mine is the Doghouse on Broad Street. Wow.
I don't even remember that.
It was not open very long. It was open for maybe 2 years.
Oh, yeah. I was over there by the old Burger King.
It's where the... there's a ramen place there now, yeah, right across from Dodge's.
Burger King used
to be
there.
Yeah, a long time ago.
That was the first thing.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. It was not open very long. It was
very
good.
That's where they made specialty hot dogs?
It was like gourmet hot dogs kind of thing. Me and Megan went on our first date there, and then they closed.
Aww,
they closed
memory.
Like 8 months later.
Man,
so,
what does that tell you about your marriage?
That's what I'm saying. The food was good, but it was just more sentimental than anything else.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a good one.
Thanks.
Can't wait for this one.
Well, mine is Clark's Department Store.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah. So as a kid, I remember going to Clark's with Mom. I got a big whooping one day when I hid in the clothes racks and she couldn't find me. But they had this little horse that you put quarters in and you could ride the horse out front. So I did that. I like doing
I'm envisioning that.
But they also had this cool thing in there. And I've seen them in Gatlinburg and other places. But you can have a coin made, a custom coin, and put your name or whatever on it. Or, you know... And they had one of those machines where you...
Y'all went to Clark's a lot, didn't you?
She liked Clark's.
Yeah. Because they did have sewing stuff. They had a really good sewing section, too, didn't they?
And that's why she went there. And sometimes we would get to go to Judy's after...
Oh, that was a great hamburger place.
Right next door. Yeah. That's where Popeye's is now.
Well, I'll tell you one that popped in my head the other day. And I used to love Fred's. Fred's Department Store.
Yeah.
It was on the square, but then they moved over there on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. And I, you know, it got to where they didn't have many customers, but you could go in there. They had the neatest little stuff, a lot of things, especially with electronics.
Mm-hmm.
They'd surprise you with what they would have, you know, and they used to be pretty cool. I really enjoyed that place. So anyway, that's what we've been missing, what's not there anymore. Now, that's one of the stipulations. They can't be there anymore. You can't think of a place. And now, you did mention one may come back, but...
Well, some things kind of pop up a little bit, yeah.
I imagine there's a Fred store somewhere, don't you think?
I don't know.
Somewhere, you know, even when they close. I'll tell you another store I miss is Goody's.
Mm.
Goody's Department Store. But that may be one of yours, so I won't say it. So, anyway.
One of mine.
Things that aren't with us anymore, but we miss.
It's time for Today in History.
We need turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Poe talking about all those department stores and stuff. I tell you a place that exists that doesn't, that still is here, but Five Below.
Yeah.
They have really good candy section. And you can get those little bags with, you know, for like a dollar and throw it in there. It's kind of like the old five and dime stores, what I remember it like. Yeah. And it's kind of like that. Dollar Tree.
Right, right.
That's like that too.
Fred's is done, by the way. Bankruptcy in 2019.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Here's what happened in today in history. Mike the Headless Chicken is decapitated in Freida, Colorado. He survives for another 18 months before choking to death. I think we read this before, and Rooster, what's his name? Russell. Got upset.
It's one of our promos.
Yeah,
this is.
1950, Joe DiMaggio becomes the first to hit three home runs in a game at Griffith Stadium. 1953, Swanson sells its first TV dinner. Still eating those, by the way. 1955, Gunsmoke premieres on CBS. In 1962, WDCN-TV Channel 8 in Nashville begins broadcasting. It's now PBS now, I think, right?
PLN, I think, something like that.
1966, Neil Diamond has his first Billboard chart success with the single Cherry Cherry. You know what I'm 1975, the rock band Kiss releases their first live album. And in 1991, the rock band Nirvana released their single, Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're approaching 6:33. Brandon Brooks is standing by as you're listening to more of The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 10th, 1967. The NBC premiere of the Western series.
We are not living in civilization out here.
The High Chaparral.
We're alone with only our wits to keep us alive.
Is dated 1977, the NBC debut of the cartoon, I Am the Greatest. The Adventures of Muhammad Ali. It was canceled by the end of the year. September 10th, 2000. Cats closed on Broadway. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs topping out near 91 degrees. Winds east-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs approach 90. Then a slight chance for showers developing late Wednesday night with lows falling back to 66. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Good morning, Tito. I was trying to move that stolen vehicle in a tricky spot. 40 eastbound before Fessler's just a few minutes ago. It's trying to load up on 65 down through Miller's Mill. It's been quiet so far out in Dixon County on 40 eastbound. As you work your way towards 840, it won't be long before it builds 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them all out today. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop locally.
Wednesday brings the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremonies, and the first one's at MTSU at 7:30. Assistant Vice President and University Police Chief Ed Kopp. That's this Wednesday morning at 7:30 in the Miller Education Center on East Bell Street. A little bit later, at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, the 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony will be at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, right in front of the 9/11 Memorial. The guest speaker is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Thomas Hickerson. He led the Lockheed Martin team into the burning Pentagon on September the 11th. Colonel Hickerson shares his firsthand experiences. That's at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and I'm honored to be the MC of that one. The Rutherford County Retired Teachers Association meets Tuesday at 1:30 at Greenhouse Ministries. Also Tuesday night is Live in the Borough at MTSU's Student Union Ballroom. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Mark your calendars for September 13th.
Sarah Callender of Main Street Murfreesboro.
Dive into downtown after 5 to 8 p.m. Explore local boutiques, discover unique gifts, update your fall wardrobe and home decor from downtown's locally owned businesses. Shop till you drop with exclusive finds and special deals. Enjoy live music and immerse yourself in the vibrant local art show around the historic courthouse.
Don't forget dinner at one of the charming downtown restaurants during downtown after 5 this Friday, September 13th.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Abby. We're the hosts of New Every Morning, a daily podcast for parents of all ages.
We want to tell you about an awesome speaker coming to North Boulevard Church of Christ in Murfreesboro on Thursday, September 19th.
Parenting expert and best-selling author Sissy Goff will give us practical tips and advice for raising worry-free kids and teens.
Find out all the details at schoolofchristianthought.com and be sure to register for dinner and childcare.
We hope to see you there.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
Well,
hey.
Ready for a little dad joke today?
I was born ready, John. Did you know that?
Got a 3 yesterday. That's not bad. And it's, you know, that's a good mediocre start for the week. Mm-hmm. So you can only build up from there.
Mediocre start. Always a dig.
It is what it is. I mean, that's...
You call it a dig. I call it honesty.
I'm sure you do. You know, I bought a little bag of air today.
Really?
Yeah, and the company thought so much of it, and they're so kind to me. They put some potato chips in there as well.
A little bit of sarcasm there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't...
funny.
I have more pressure with him being sitting over here and not rating it. I'd like to know what he thinks.
Do you?
It's like a 2, isn't it?
I abstain.
You're putting all the pressure on me. I think I'm going 2. It's a bad week, dude. Come on, get it together.
That was very nicely
done.
Oh,
wait a minute. Your jokes are amazing.
Yes, they are.
What am I talking about? We'll be back with more.
CBS News Brief.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump hold their first and only scheduled presidential debate tonight in Philadelphia. CBS's Jared Hill is there.
Today, the Harris campaign is playing offense, releasing new ads ahead of the debate. Both candidates will return to barnstorming through key battleground states later this week.
Louisiana's governor has declared a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Francine strengthens in the Gulf. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
There is the possibility that this storm moves from where it is right now at tropical storm status all the way up to a Category 3.
It's expected to make landfall as a hurricane tomorrow. A tech billionaire hopes to make history after blasting off on a SpaceX rocket today.
Dragon, CE, welcome to orbit.
Jared Isaacman and three other people hope to conduct the first ever private spacewalk.
I think my desire in human spaceflight is to move the needle. It is not without risk, and you're taking that risk because you want to advance the ball forward.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Leadership Rutherford has reached a milestone. In 1985, Leadership Rutherford began a 501c3 program that's under the wings of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. That means it's closing in on its 40th anniversary. Each year, the current class is divided into project groups, and each is assigned a project with a local nonprofit. From developing the scope of the work to implementing a plan of action, the Community Impact Project is an important component of Leadership Rutherford that has lasting effects on our community. In addition, the classes learn the history of Rutherford County, along with the challenges that have led to what now makes this one of the fastest-growing and more successful areas of the nation. The $17.1 million transit center that the city of Murfreesboro is constructing near the corner of New Salem Highway and Bridge Avenue is coming along quite well. Structure began a year ago and is expected to be open in 6 months' time. Presently, Murfreesboro Transit offers seven routes within the heart of Tennessee. There are weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 6. In addition, city bus routes run on Saturday from 9 to 4. Reports indicate the plans include additional routes and times in the future. 9/11 is a day we'll never forget. Throughout the area, there will be remembrance ceremonies for the public to attend. Remembrance ceremony at MTSU is open to the public and is free. It begins at 7:30 Wednesday morning in the second floor atrium of the Miller Education Center. 9/11 program for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning and features retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Thomas Hickerson. He led his Lockheed Martin team into the burning Pentagon September 11, 2001, to restore and maintain critical communications following the terrorist attacks. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have four graduate gemologists, including myself, at Bell Jewelers. That gives us the ability to appraise jewelry and give educational information. And we offer to buy customers jewelry. We can give you a trade offer or a check. That gives us the ability to buy estate jewelry from our customers. Bell Jewelers. Like my grandfather said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T Cell. Yeah. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Mark your calendars for September 13th.
Sarah Calendar of Main Street, Murfreesboro.
Dive into downtown after 5 to 8 p.m. Explore local boutiques, discover unique gifts, update your fall wardrobe and home decor from downtown's locally owned businesses. Shop till you drop with exclusive finds and special deals. Enjoy live music and immerse yourself in the vibrant local art show around the historic courthouse.
Don't forget dinner at one of the charming downtown restaurants during Downtown After 5 this Friday, September 13th.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older. And so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48, checking the weather, and we'll have news at the top of the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton, we're talking things that no longer exist that you wish they did, I guess it'd be the proper title for it, or things you've done, or people that you miss, those kind of things. So mostly we've talked about restaurants, and you had a different one.
I've only got two restaurants, yeah. So I've tried to kind of mix it up with items and a little
but
bit
it's
of
a good
food.
Day if you're going to do rest today's a good day to do sure. restaurants sure. Okay, so what do you miss, Dalton?
Not a restaurant here. I miss Saturday morning cartoons, and specifically the theme songs. Because when I was growing up, this was like, you know, early 2000s to 2010.
Yeah,
like
your,
that era.
Your cartoons are so much different than my cartoons.
Yes, but they all had just the greatest theme songs. And it was when TV was kind of changing from like serial episodes to more like a whole season is going to follow a plot. And so the Saturday morning cartoons thing was so special.
What happened to them?
Streaming, on demand, all that kind of stuff. But I remember even, because on demand was around when I was, you know, younger, and it was like this, you had to watch it. It wasn't like you miss an episode, everything's back to normal by the next week. It's like, oh, you missed this one, and...
Did you watch Space Ghost?
Coast to Coast?
Yeah.
Yes, but not... When I was like 15.
Okay, when I was a kid, Space Ghost was actually a character that he had adventures and stuff.
Right.
And they came back with Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I laughed at that thing so much because it sounded like the original guy voice. Uh-huh. So it was pretty neat. But I didn't remember.
That was funny.
But we had Huckleberry Hound and all that, Mighty Mouse and all that kind of stuff.
Space
Underdog.
Ghost Coast to Coast I used to watch at night after Granetti would go to sleep. Because it was on Adult Swim, and I wasn't allowed to watch Adult Swim.
Yeah.
But I watched Space.
It came on about 10, they've didn't been, it, or 11?
Yeah, and they've been, Adult Swim's been running it as a live stream to celebrate the, like, 25th anniversary or something. They've been running it as a live stream on YouTube, so I've caught that a couple times.
Brian?
Mine is Radio Shack.
Oh, I bet you do miss it.
So,
because it was a quick run in,
right?
It's not going like the Best Buy or, you know, the bigger ones.
But they had things like coax splitters and things that we wouldn't have to have here for some equipment and whatnot. And the last one I remember going when 6 or 7 years ago when we redid the rack back there, there was one in Smyrna, and I think that was one of the last stores. It's all online now and was bought out by a company, and they have everything online, but it's not the same Radio Shack it used to be.
I'm sure some of that you can find on most of that stuff you can just find on Amazon now.
Well, you can, but when you needed it right then.
Right, that's true.
Which is the case of what we were doing
there's
here.
There's some things that I wish that were walk-on, and the reason I brought up this topic this week was I've been watching on YouTube, you know, stores that no longer exist, and you have fond memories of those places, you know, but people don't want to fool with walking in anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Dalton's right. I mean, you can find anything on Amazon,
right?
And you can even get it that day if you want to pay to have it done. But you know, just walking into the store, Radio Shack just had weird things.
That's kind of like
use.
A candy shop to you, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I guess
walking
yeah.
into that, you know, that kind of thing. All right, we got what? One more.
No, two more. That was just the third, wasn't it?
I think so.
No, that's fourth.
Okay.
You're right.
We got one tomorrow, and then I'll leave it. I'll let it rest.
Okay. Maybe a bonus?
Maybe. I mean, it's been fun.
John, you can give yours. You can give one of yours as the bonus.
It's
yeah.
been fun. It's been real fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I liked it.
All right. Celebrate some birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right. Here we go. 1929, Arnold Palmer was born, American golfer. He won 7 major titles.
I thought that was a T.
He had a funny swing, but he could play golf. 1934, Roger Maris, American baseball right fielder. He was a 7-time Major League All-Star. He hit 61 home runs in 1961, which was taken over by Barry Bonds and some others.
Asterisk.
And what's the other? Mark McGwire, mm-hmm. Sammy Sosa.
Asterisk.
Charles Kuralt was born in 1934. I think he's passed away. Newscaster on the road for CBS.
He also started the Sunday morning,
uh-huh.
CBS Sunday mornings.
You know, Jane Pauley's done a good job of that.
She has.
Yeah, she really has. It fits her.
She followed Osgood, who did it for
so long. That show used to creep me out so much as a kid. Because it'd be
weird
on,
sun.
And then it would just cut to that close-up of the sun's face. And it was like a jump scare. It's like, but yeah, it'd scare you.
Had a weird childhood, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
1949, Bill O'Reilly, American TV host and commentator, still on, I think, streaming or something.
Yeah.
The O'Reilly Factor's on.
Oh. I forgot. Those aren't marked either, but I have sound for all of those.
All three of these?
This is the next two.
Colin Firth, born in 1960, English actor. That's from The Kingsman, right?
Correct.
Okay.
With Bugsy. Who was the actor that played Bugsy? Can't remember now.
Taron Egerton.
Yeah.
He's a great Elton John.
Yeah.
Even better than Elton John.
And
plays
he's really
it.
Good in those movies. He would have been a great James Bond if you know.
Timing. Timing.
Yeah,
it's all about timing. 1974, Ryan Phillippe, American actor, born in Newcastle, Delaware. And that's a look at the celebrity birthdays. We've got locals today, Jerome Dempsey, Kim Barrett, Betty Childress, John Kingston, George Doss, Janet Ringold, Joy Richardson, and Lisa Richardson have birthdays today.
So if you want to call or text in birthdays for this morning, 615-893-1450 is the number. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs topping out near 91 degrees. Winds east-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs approach 90. Then a slight chance for showers developing late Wednesday night with lows falling back to 66. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 55.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Good morning. Please still try to move this stalled vehicle to the side on 40 eastbound before Fessler's. Also on 40 east at Briley Parkway over here near the airport, there's some flashing lights on some police activity. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic's on the other side there on 40 coming westbound through Donaldson. As traffic cranks up with that volume on 24 westbound, leaving Murfreesboro headed up through Antioch. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, independent roofing specialist, check them out today at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient physician-monitored self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, wondering if I can get three more segments out of the, what's not here anymore. I think I can. I really do.
Three more? Because we've only got one more that's not here.
I know. A bonus, you said.
We'll do a recap and a bonus.
All right. Employees at Truist Bank, South Church Street branch, are today's good neighbor of the day. They did a great job at the bank, and they are going to get flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Checking out fraud, man.
Yeah.
Big time.
And if you also know someone who's gone the extra mile, go ahead and get them in as our good neighbor of the day. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's how you nominate those. Birthdays and anniversaries, very similar process. You can text 615-893-1450 to get those birthdays or anniversaries into us, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there, because we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Coming up, it's the CBS World News Roundup, brought to you locally by the Low T Center and the Law Offices of John Day.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Harris-Trump debate.
The stakes are high for something like this. They definitely matter.
Francine bears down.
We're getting ready for the storm, but we want to put them sandbags in front of our door.
NFL stars run in with police.
Get out! What part of God do you understand?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's Vice President Kamala Harris in the same room with former President Donald Trump tonight. A high-stakes presidential debate with polls showing a tight race with less than 2 months till Election Day. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Harris's team built a stage with bright lights to replicate the environment she will face tonight as she braced for Trump's tactics.
There's no floor for him in terms of how low he will go.
The setting will be familiar to Trump, but he has spent days tempering expectations.
If I destroy her in the debate, they'll say, Trump suffered a humiliating defeat tonight.
The two will not be able to engage in a tit for tat because the mic will be muted if it's not their turn to talk. Harris's team fears that will hamper her ability to prosecute the case against Trump.
There's a state of emergency that's been declared in Louisiana as Tropical Storm Francine takes aim in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say it should make landfall tomorrow as a hurricane. Governor Jeff Landry.
We want everyone in the state to be cautious and vigilant. We don't want to downplay this event, but we also do not want people to panic.
Now to California, where 8 major wildfires are burning right now. CBS's Ben Tracy.
In Orange County, the airport fire rapidly spreading across hundreds of acres in just 2 hours. Mandatory evacuation orders were issued for nearby neighborhoods. And east of LA, more evacuations as the line fire continues to grow.
We had everything packed up. We were worried that something was going to happen overnight.
Firefighters were caught off guard when flames pushed up against them as they battled the Bridge Fire in LA County. And in neighboring Nevada, the Davis Fire outside Reno has sent as many as 14,000 people and a herd of wild horses fleeing the flames.
CBS's Jerika Duncan has more now on the Miami police video that's been released of the pregame encounter between the police and Dolphins star Tyreek Hill.
The newly released footage shows a Miami-Dade police officer ordered Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill to pull over just outside Hard Rock Stadium Sunday.
Don't knock on my window.
Why didn't you have your seatbelt on?
Knock on my window like that, though.
After handing the officer his license,
just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm gonna be late. Do what you gotta do.
Hill then rolls his driver's side window back up while officers demand he keep it down.
Hey. Keep your window down. Keep your window down. I'm going to get you out of the car.
Then at least one officer swings open Hill's car door as at least two others force him to the ground.
Get out. Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, Drew.
As he lies face down, one officer appears to have one knee on his back as he's handcuffed. The officers then bring Hill to the sidewalk and order him to sit. But Hill resists, citing an injured knee, prompting one of the officers to come up behind Hill while forcing him to the ground. Moments later, two of Hill's teammates pulled up to the scene who would eventually also be handcuffed.
Close your hands behind your back.
Overseas, Gaza's health ministry says at least 19 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a tent camp in a designated humanitarian zone. The Israeli military said it used precise munitions against a group of militants. Google lost its final legal challenge against a $2.7 billion European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in search results. That ends a long-running antitrust case. And Apple lost an appeal over billions in taxes claimed by Ireland. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Tributes flow for James Earl Jones, the Oscar, Emmy, Grammy, and Tony-winning actor who died yesterday. Mark Hamill posted, "R.I.P., Dad," something Star Wars fans can appreciate. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
He was one of the most recognizable voices in the world, from The Lion King.
Oh, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
To Clear and Present Danger.
I can explain it in four words. Watch your back, Jack.
To Coming to America.
I am more than the exalted ruler of this land.
On Broadway and then in film, 1969's The Great White Hope helped bring Jones to superstar status, says critic Jeffrey Lyons.
He didn't get the part at first, and he went home and he shaved his head and came back the next day, and they thought it was another actor, and they hired him immediately, and that was the launching pad.
James Earl Jones was 93.
In Florida, some people say they've been questioned by Governor Ron DeSantis's election police unit after signing a petition to get an abortion rights amendment on the November ballot. And a state health care agency has launched a site targeting the measure with politically charged language. Election lies and threats have taken a toll on people who run our elections in many states. Here's CBS's Stephen Stock.
In Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, the job of overseeing elections is getting tougher.
People want someone to be executed.
Supervisor Emily Cook's short tenure has been a rocky one.
I was the subject of a comment that said I should be drawn and quartered.
Cook is the fifth director of elections in 5 years here.
You're seeing a mass exodus of institutional knowledge.
Contributing to the county's problems in the 2022 midterms, when 16 precincts ran out of ballot paper.
We had a brand new leadership team that had never run an election independently before.
CBS News analyzed data from around the country, and we found that compared to the last presidential election, 36%, more than a third of all elections officials, are new.
A new FDA measure is in effect today requiring all mammography facilities to notify patients about their breast density. Breast imaging doctor Georgia Speer.
If a woman has dense breast tissue, it makes it so much more difficult for us to find that breast cancer.
Women in that category are encouraged to consider additional screening. Before dawn, a SpaceX rocket blasted off in Florida. Four people on board, including tech billionaire Jared Isaacman. He's set to perform the first private spacewalk, and the craft will venture farther than any since NASA's Apollo moonshots. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:09, good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs topping out near 91 degrees. Winds east northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs approach 90. And a slight chance for showers developing late Wednesday night with lows falling back to 66. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We're on the scene working an accident with injuries at Shadow Glen Drive at Nolansville Pike. That's in Nippers Corner. There's still some flashing lights over here on 40 eastbound at Briley, just down from the airport on what they're calling police activity. It's slowing down that traffic just a bit on I-40 eastbound as you come past Spence Lane. Starting to load up I-40 in from Wilson County 24. Still in good shape right now up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, independent roofing specialist, check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's a me, Mario, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barry, and Dalton Barry.
Here we go!
Second hour of The Wake Up Crew underway here.
Yeah!
Woo! Woo.
That's what I'm talking about.
It is.
You just needed to stand up for a few minutes, didn't you? You
I
were
did.
Really dragging
I just,
there at the end.
I was dragging, but hey, I feel good now.
It's hump day eve.
You're not allowed to do that.
I can.
You can't pre-do the days.
It's the eve of hump day.
It's like saying it's Christmas. We could play Christmas music. But it's, 3 months away. Now Christmas.
Well, you can on Christmas Eve.
Hump day eve. I know. I don't know what's wrong.
It's also...
We've got air now. What's his problem? We've got air conditioning.
It feels real good here. But we turned off his extra cooling.
Let me get my list out of issues.
The extra cooling.
He was really liking that extra cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you did like that.
Well, no one here has the authority to do that.
I was just tired of hearing the rumble.
Can I take that home with me?
Do you have an off switch anywhere? Tuesday, September 10th. It is episode 1488 of The Wake Up Crew. High school football this Friday night, State Farm Prep Sports, Stewart's Creek at Rockvale. Saturday, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders are hosting Western Kentucky, the 100 Miles of Hate, 4:30 airtime, 6 o'clock kickoff from the Floyd. John's birthday's in 11 days.
Yay!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 27 days until the start of fall break.
Oh, my gosh.
County schools are out a week from today. Next Tuesday, the 17th. City is out on the 20th next Thursday.
Birthday? January?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's your countdown
the 5th
of stuff.
Of January.
So our song of the day, we are looking at the biggest hits of 1984. This is the fourth biggest hit from Kenny Loggins.
Gotta cut loose.
Oh, yeah, good song there. Footloose, Kenny Loggins from the movie Footloose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. 1984, the year George Orwell predicted would be the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in...
He was about 40 years early with that one.
Fourth grade, I think. Yeah.
You would have been fourth grade.
Yeah, fourth grade then.
Loving it, every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were two classes in one, weren't you?
Yeah, I hated that year.
Well, that had to be awful.
It was.
I knew I did that in third and fourth grade.
This was
and
a
you
fourth,
didn't
fifth.
See it, though, when you were growing up. You barely saw that anymore, but crowded, overcrowded.
Yeah, we were in a closet, actually.
Wasn't it a portable, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, in the old building at Walter Hill...
They got you a portable, though, right? No. You and Mr. Bailey?
No,
Mr.
That
Bailey
came later.
Later, okay. You weren't in that class, okay.
No. When you, in the old building, when you turn the corner right in front of where the doors were and the cafeteria was to the left, there was a teacher workroom or something there.
Oh, wow.
And that's where there were 20 students in there.
Well, you remember in the old building, you'd go all the way down to the end of the hall, and there was this one little tiny room that was tinier than any of the other classrooms. I taught fourth grade in there one year.
Yeah.
And the rest of the fourth grade teachers were on the other end of the building. I never saw them. Mm. I had my own little world in there. Dink World.
Well,
Dinkland.
This little closet.
We had a good football team in that fourth grade, though. Recess was awesome.
It was not fun. Speaking of something that happened at a school.
Okay.
Happened at Riverdale. This was last week. It was around 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm not sure which day it was last week. Classes had already let out, but the construction workers were out there at Riverdale. Of course, they're building the addition, and they were close to where the softball field is, and one of the workers started yelling for help because another person had collapsed, apparently from heat stroke. And that's when two Riverdale softball coaches ran over to find the person unconscious, not breathing, and turning blue. So Brad Diaz, one of the assistant softball coaches, started CPR, and Christy Bingham went and ran and got the AED, and their effort saved that worker.
That's awesome.
There. Survived.
Great story.
Got him to the hospital, but very likely alive because of their quick work. So that's cool.
Well, there would have been an opportunity. Nobody would have been out there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that late in the afternoon.
But someone to start CPR and another to do that AED, which they have at all the campuses, but the coaches have to go through some training on all that
right
now. And so them being there was a big help for that. Let's see. Interesting. You know, Damar Hamlin, who had the cardiac arrest on the field.
Right.
Was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Bills. He's back on the team. So, and he's back this last weekend when they played the Cardinals. It's first chance back after having that. And he actually started, they have a CPR tent, a training tent on their campus now just because of him. And in Ohio, they passed a law that the AEDs, the automatic external defibrillators, have to be in all schools and sports venues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing. Kind of goes along with the story there.
I know we have one we keep at the church. So
yeah.
I don't know how to use it. I probably should, but I don't. So.
Yeah, I think they've it's
I'm
it's pretty
surprised they haven't trained you all on
yeah
that.
Maybe that's something coming up. Who knows? And I ran across this. I thought it was fascinating. The story behind Margaret Hamilton. She played the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Do you know that she received third and fourth degree burns from a scene? You know the scene where she says, "I'll get you my pretty and your little dog too." She turns around and she goes to what they called an elevator shaft. They just opened up the floor and she fell through the floor. At the end of that, there was fire that came up after that red plume of dust or whatever. Well, when she went through the floor, they did the fire too soon. It caught the broom and her hat on fire.
Oh, gosh.
And it burned her face. But she had that the green on her face had copper in it or something, and it was flammable. So they had to rub her face with alcohol to get that green off after she had had these burns on her face.
Oh, yeah.
So
that'd be just like putting a... Melted
uh-huh
gold in your on
yeah
your face, you know.
She said it was the most excruciating pain she's ever experienced. She had to have her head wrapped up like a mummy in her hands, and when she went home to her kid, she said, "This is my new costume," so it didn't scare him.
Mm.
So it's crazy. All right, sports news, and then Taco Tuesday.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day,
from the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
Week one of the NFL regular season wrapped up with Monday Night Football in Santa Clara as the 49ers took care of the Jets 32-19. San Francisco won without star running back Christian McCaffrey. Inactive for the game with ankle and Achilles issues, in stepped Jordan Mason. He had 28 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown in the win, and Jake Moody booted 6 field goals for San Francisco. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers, in his regular season return from Achilles injury that cost him almost all of last season, was 13 of 21 passing, 167 yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception in the loss. In baseball games of note, the Mets get by the Blue Jays 3-2. New York's 1-10-11. They have moved into sole possession of the final wildcard spot in the National League. They're 1 game up on Atlanta because the Braves were shut out at home by the Reds 1-0. Yankees over the Royals 10-4. New York now a game and a half lead on Baltimore first in the AL East, with the Orioles losing big to the Red Sox 12-3.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day.
I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the law offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Abby. We're the hosts of New Every Morning, a daily podcast for parents of all ages.
We want to tell you about an awesome speaker coming to North Boulevard Church of Christ in Murfreesboro on Thursday, September 19th.
Parenting expert and best-selling author Sissy Goff will give us practical tips and advice for raising worry-free kids and teens.
Find out all the details at schoolofchristianthought.com and be sure to register for dinner and childcare.
We hope to see you there.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 is our time. It is, of course, a Tuesday morning, so
it's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday. I have a few things. John, you're going to be excited about this. We talked about it maybe last week or the week before that Murfreesboro was going to get a new Schlotzky's Deli. You remember the Schlotzky's?
Uh-huh. Love that place.
Apparently, I know I've eaten at one, and I think we ate at one when we went to, I don't know, that was Bellachino's or something when we went to the Nashville Shores. That's the wrong place. Schlotzky's, they have this really good bread for their deli sandwiches. Mm. But I found out, John, that they are going to be on Veterans Parkway, the one that's going to open in mid-October, 4433 Veterans Parkway, where the Kroger is on Veterans.
Oh, good.
So pretty close to you.
Yeah.
Opening up.
My son-in-law is going to love that. He loved that place.
Mid-October.
Well, I've never been, I don't think.
You can tell him about it.
They were probably pretty much on the way out by the time you got the age to eat them.
They're kind of had a resurgence, I think.
So there you go. There was a sample of a place we like to go, and they've come back.
They've now come back.
The McDonald's McFlurry is getting a makeover, John.
Why is he talking to me only?
Stole that from me.
Oh, that's why.
What?
That's on the snack food report.
Well, what they're doing is they're going to do away with the plastic lids.
Oh, that's not what I have.
I didn't think it was.
I have more McFlurry news. Stay tuned.
What are they going to do?
So they have come up with this environmentally friendly four-flap cup. They're getting rid of their McFlurry spoons, too. They announced that.
Oh, no. No.
The ones with the hollow handles that they use to put in the machine. They're getting rid of those.
They make good use for other things.
Yeah. So
taking cough medicine.
Uh-huh.
You know.
The change in the lids, they're hoping to try to reduce waste and this, that, and the other on that. But it's going to be like a paper cup, but it's going to have flaps at the top that will open up, I guess, to make the dome.
Mm.
But it's all going to be part of the paper cup.
I've seen other ones like that. I mean, they're normal.
Yeah.
But the spoons, not the spoons. It's iconic.
They don't need them anymore.
I always thought every time I got a McFlurry when I was a kid, I thought that spoon was a straw, and I'd go.
Well, it had a hole in it, but yeah. They're also rolling out mini McFlurries in September.
Dang
it. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. Of course it's it.
So there you go. Mini McFlurries.
He doesn't understand that the snack food report is yours.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was important news about the McFlurry.
It'd be like if I
talked
got
about
on,
it for 2 minutes.
It'd be like if I got on at 6:11 and I just had read his dad joke for the day and I just said it.
I think this weekend I'm going to head to Chick-fil-A and get that pimento cheese.
It's good.
I mean, try it.
I had mine. I got it with the spicy patty, and I left the jalapenos on it, and it was wonderful.
I'd have to have the jalapenos, I think.
They sell it.
Yeah.
I think they sell it.
They're pickled jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just your regular run-of-the-mill jalapenos, I don't think.
It's typically like if you go to Subway and get jalapenos on your sandwich or whatever, it's usually the pickled ones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here is some exciting news for you Doco lovers out there. Donut Country.
Oh.
For the month of September, they're doing like a flavor of the month kind of thing. And for September, for this month, September, listen to this. The Churro-filled donut. It has the Bavarian cream inside, tossed in cinnamon sugar, and has creamy caramel drizzle on the top of it.
Ooh, that's about 1,250 calories.
I'm sure it is.
And now they having a...
And there's a picture of it for the studio, but...
Ooh, yeah.
So it's got the Bavarian cream, cinnamon, sugar,
you can
drizzle.
See it if you go to their Facebook page, I'm sure. That's where
yes.
that picture comes from.
Yeah, that's where I got it. And then the very next post on Facebook from Donut Country, they are trying to name their new big cinnamon roll. We told you, I think, a couple of weeks ago that they've got like this 9-inch donut that you can get now. But they have done that now with their cinnamon roll.
See, that to me looks less like a cinnamon roll and more like monkey bread. Do you remember monkey bread?
Well, so that's why here are the names. They've narrowed it down to three and people can choose.
The Big Brian.
No. The Blossom Roll.
Well, that's
okay,
sense.
I guess.
Flower Cinnamon Roll. Because it kind of looks like a flower.
No,
or
like
Pull Apart Cinnamon Roll.
I like Pull Apart.
I like the Big Brian.
I would just call it a cinnamon pull apart. I think I would drop, if it were me, and Donut Country, I know you're listening. This is my official opinion. I don't think that is, I wouldn't call that a cinnamon roll. I would just call it a cinnamon pull apart because it doesn't look rolled.
Well, they're also going to have, this is going to be like a size that's really huge, bigger than your face, kind of big.
So
but they're also going to
people
have,
could eat on that.
Or,
easily.
Yeah, or more.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting you for your birthday.
That figures.
Or you can get these that kind of look like the pull
it.
Apart.
They're going to donate.
They're going to be the smaller ones.
I have to share it is what I mean.
You could get one of
Barbie's Krispy Kreme's having Barbie donuts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, celebrating Barbie.
Well, more Taco Tuesday is straight ahead. It's 7:28.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I mean, Sue Hall and the whole staff is immediate family. And the residents here we're all friendly. It's a pleasant place. There's always things to do. It's rare for a facility like this to have staff like this.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
And it's terrific.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Everywhere you go in this area, you see beautiful brick mailboxes from LaGreen's Masonry. Visit their website and see their variety. LaGreen'sMasonry.com, a family business you can trust. LaGreen's Masonry.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30. Good Tuesday morning out there, everybody. We've got local news, traffic, and weather coming up straight ahead. Episode 1488 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday to Jerome Dempsey, Kim Barrett, Betty Childress, John Kingston, George Doss, Janet Ringgold, Joy Richardson, and Lisa Richardson.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And delicious banana pudding is the prize from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
All righty. Well, we have got more Taco Tuesday coming up. Your snack food report. All some great new things that are coming out. Got that straight ahead here as well. Here's the news.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs topping out near 91 degrees. Winds east-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 63. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs approach 90. Then a slight chance for showers developing late Wednesday night with lows falling back to 66. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Still some flashing lights over here on 40 eastbound at Briley Parkway near BNA Airport on a police situation. Of course, it's really heavy on the westbound side. 40 westbound there at Spence Lane. It's still heavy, but moving 24 west up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro, starting to also load up pretty good with volume. Vietnam vents westbound at Conference Drive. All that traffic coming in from Sumner County. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, anything to do with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The $17.1 million transit center that the city of Murfreesboro is constructing near the corner of New Salem Highway and Bridge Avenue is coming along quite well. Construction began a year ago and is expected to be open in 6 months' time. Presently, Murfreesboro Transit offers 7 routes within the heart of Tennessee. There are weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 6. In addition, city bus routes run on Saturday from 9 to 4. Reports indicate the plans include additional routes and times in the future. Leadership Rutherford has reached a milestone. In 1985, Leadership Rutherford began a 501c3 program that's under the wings of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. That means it's closing in on its 40th anniversary. Each year, the current class is divided into project groups, and each is assigned a project with a local nonprofit. From developing the scope of the work to implementing a plan of action, the Community Impact Project is an important component of Leadership Rutherford that has lasting effects on our community. In addition, the classes learn the history of Rutherford County, along with the challenges that have led to what now makes this one of the fastest-growing and more successful areas of the nation. 9/11 is a day we'll never forget. Throughout the area, there will be remembrance ceremonies for the public to attend. Remembrance ceremony at MTSU is open to the public and is free. It begins at 7:30 Wednesday morning in the second floor atrium of the Miller Education Center. The 9/11 program for the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning and features retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Thomas Hickerson. He led his Lockheed Martin team into the burning Pentagon September 11, 2001, to restore and maintain critical communications following the terrorist attacks. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do you have pieces of jewelry that you feel like you don't wear anymore? The biggest struggle somebody has when they inherit a piece of jewelry is that they love the sentiment, but it's not necessarily in style or their style. We can reset stones, melt down gold, and you would enjoy wearing, knowing that this gold and these diamonds came from your loved one. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, our time here on this Tuesday morning as we roll along with another Taco Tuesday segment. And of course, the Snack Food Report is just mere moments away. I did want to tell you that I found a new frozen meal that I tried. Yellowstone Dutton Family Meals. In the frozen section.
He sent me a picture of them, and he goes, did you know about these? And I said, I did those on the Snack Food Report like 3 weeks ago. And then he said, I don't listen to the Snack Food Report. You're always telling me about stuff that doesn't exist.
So. Well, I got the meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
How was that?
It was really good. I was surprised. Really, really good. They have some others. I don't remember what the others are, but I probably will try them. And those Chef Ramsay meals that I've mentioned before, they now have family size, so it feeds like four.
Dalton, you can go over there for dinner.
Larger sections. So if you
if he ever runs out, you can get a Lunchable, you know.
If you come over and we're having what is it, slow cooked roast with potatoes, it's probably the family meal.
And when I taste it and I'm like, oh, my arteries are closing, there's so much salt in these.
And you put too much salt in your stuff anyway. All right,
good.
Sodium, yeah. I use sea salt and the pink Himalayan salt. It's supposed to be better for you.
That's true, but the prepackaged meal that you have is not using pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah, you use the iodized stuff, don't you?
I use sea salt. I do cook with MSG, but that's a whole other discussion.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna die. Snack food time.
Now it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Hey man.
Speaking of seasonings, McCormick, famous seasoning brand, has new finishing sugar for cookies. They have salted caramel, white frosting, English toffee, candy cane, gingerbread spice, and hot cocoa. So you sprinkle a little bit of that on your icing after your cookie's done. A little finishing sugar there. This is being tested, limited time. They're working on a nationwide rollout of these at Taco Bell, new Taco Bell chicken nuggets with what they're calling their signature Bell sauce.
Ooh.
So it's a new sauce for the chicken nuggets. It'll be a limited time thing once they drop it. And Boo Buckets are returning to McDonald's. You remember you used to be able to, with a kid's meal, get a Halloween bucket at McDonald's. They're coming back for the month of October. They'll be with part of the Happy Meals there.
Brian, you could take the strap off and decorate your house with a bunch of them.
Oh, that's true. A bunch of Boo Buckets around your house.
Just saying.
I don't decorate for that holiday.
That's true. Coffee Mate has a new chocolate, some kind of chocolate cinnamon flavor coffee creamer that you can pick up. Might be pretty good. Mini McFlurries available as of today. That's why I wanted to mention it, because it literally started today. Mini McFlurries
calories
are available at McDonald's. It doesn't have the calorie count on this, but they have on here as well, now served in a new environmentally friendly four-flap cup, but the Mini McFlurries are available. Pumpkin pie flavored M&Ms. So it's M&Ms with a pumpkin pie flavoring in the middle. They're stuffed. Kind of like the peanut or the
is
peanut
the
butter.
Chocolate on the outside?
Yes, okay. Still chocolate on the outside. Yep. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has partnered with Black Label Bacon to do a new Cinnamon Toast Crunch candy bacon that you can get to bake in the oven at home or in the skillet, however you want to cook
that
it.
That might be pretty good.
I bet it would be pretty good. Candy bacon is delicious. And let's see, scroll up a little bit here.
I had some maple bacon that's the microwave bacon that's already cooked. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Oscar Mayer.
Mm.
maple flavored.
Wendy's has a new white chocolate and strawberry Frosty. So it's white chocolate, strawberries. That's the flavor of the Frosty. That's
what was it
one.
Again? White chocolate and strawberry?
White chocolate, strawberry.
Oh, gosh. That's a Frosty?
Yes, it is. It's a Frosty. I bet it's delicious. Mm. Great Value cereal has a new cookie butter flavor cereal, which
that's good.
I've been a fan of cookie butter for a while now, so that'll be a pretty good one. Kit Kats has a new cereal out and available. Red Bull has a new flavor, Winter Edition Iced Vanilla Berry.
You wings, right?
In regular or zero sugar. It will give you wings. That's true.
Oh, that's Buffalo Wild Wings, though, isn't it?
No, that's Red Bull.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Spooky Nuggets, now available for the fall season at Tyson in little ghost shapes, the little pre-made chicken nuggets. Panda Express is testing out a new Blazin' Bourbon Chicken. That'll be pretty spicy. Cosmic Mini Muffins by Lil Debbie are hitting shelves pretty soon. And this is a big one. It is not available yet, but they're working towards a national release here in America. The Chicken Big Mac has landed. So that's a Big Mac with chicken patties instead of burger.
And that is your snack food report on Taco Tuesday.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Hi, this is Bob Cornell, pastor of Covenant Church right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The answer that you've been looking for is found in Jesus and what he accomplished at the cross. You see, Jesus changes lives from the inside out. We would love for you to join us at Covenant Church, located at 1124 Brinkley Ave, right here in Murfreesboro. We have services Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can learn more about us at our Cornell Ministries YouTube channel. We want you to grow in Christ at Covenant Church.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:42, almost 7:43 now, here in a couple of ticks of the old clock, wrapping up the Wake Up Crew this morning, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, they give you more than just electricity. They've got a community outreach team that works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. All the employees over at the Truist Bank South Church Street branch are the good neighbors of the day today. The reason why? Well, someone wrote in to say they helped prevent a case of fraud on their account. So they are true heroes there. All the employees over at Truist Bank South Church Street branch receive flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor, easy peasy to do it. 615-893-1450. Text neighbor to that number or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. It's going to take you 2 minutes to fill out that little web form. And boy, you'll make someone's day and you'll help us recognize folks in the community who are making a difference. Good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
I bought a little bag of air today. Yeah, the company said it was, you know, they were kind enough to put some potato chips in there as well. Blah, 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 whatever. Y'all didn't like it.
Replay.
It was on Taco Tuesday, everything else, but whatever.
That joke was amazing.
You just gave up on it in that second one. You're like, ah, no, I'm just giving up.
No, you all have no sense of humor.
It was a two.
What have we learned today on the Wake Up Crew?
Yes, yes.
that your jokes are kind of not
amazing.
So great. Yeah, amazing. That's the word. We learned about the snack food report. I'm really excited about that Frosty. Is that really going to happen?
It's what
it's not
says.
Fake news, right?
It's all I have what I've been given, and I
okay.
read it.
You
all
will right. never, ever, ever again be able to get vanilla.
I think they were going to go back to it. Yeah.
Well, not if they're going to do a white chocolate strawberry swirly whirly.
Oh, well, this one, the white chocolate and the strawberry is put on top of the Frosty. It's a vanilla Frosty with strawberry drizzle and white chocolate pieces.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. I get it.
Evidently, you don't like it either. Let's see. We talked about things that we're missing. You know, talk about it again tomorrow.
More.
Yeah, one more.
Aw. Just one?
Well, maybe we'll have a bonus one.
Mine was truck and Radio Shack.
Yeah,
no,
what
truck was
yours? What was
we
yours?
Did two yesterday.
I don't remember. The Doghouse and Saturday Morning Cartoons.
Okay. And then one was today.
Those were today.
Oh, today. Okay.
I think...
Yesterday I did iPods and Redbox.
Yeah.
I think Looney Tunes is officially off now or something I read somewhere.
They're on Max now.
Oh, are they?
Uh-huh.
You can see them there?
They're
gotcha.
On MeTV.
Okay.
You see it on MeTV every morning.
That was fake news that I saw.
MeTunes.
I don't think they're making any new Looney Tunes at the moment.
No, I don't think.
Which is probably because they were up until very recently.
Oh, really?
So maybe that's what you saw.
Maybe. I saw it.
That's the Colonel.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
That's a flashback to yesterday.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. I think that's about it.
I think we're done.
You rambled at 7-Eleven, but I don't remember what
McFlurry
it was.
McFlurry mess, you know. We've got
he stole
yeah,
my
tiny
food.
McFlurry.
Yeah, stole it.
Well,
it's got to be less calories.
Yeah, for sure. And it's today. You didn't even mention that. Today's the first day.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about the four flap thing, and they're doing away with the lid, and the spoon is gone.
I'm anxious to see the four flap thing.
I got a picture.
You won't get to see the spoon anymore. Because it's gone.
They're going
to
give you just a regular spoon?
I guess.
They're not going to give you a spoon at all. You got to eat it with your fingers.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Do you know, without bats, we wouldn't have tequila?
Really?
To